Now, one of the great treasures of our show, of course, is newsman, co-host, and official scorekeeper Carl Castle. Now, one of Carl's jobs is to imitate newsmakers for our Who's Carl This Time game, and let's just say that the results are more impressionistic than realism. But not anymore. Take a listen from July with Roy Blunt Jr., Paula Poundstone, and Richard Roper.
All right. Very good. Here is your next quote.
I think your vice president's expression there is like his bad shot on his hunting trip.
Ooh. That was a world leader responding to some critical comments from Vice President Cheney, who has signaled his intentions to shoot back at any criticism he might receive.
Well, I don't know. It sounded like someone from Russia with the accent.
Wow.
Carl, you did it!
Wow.
Whoa!
Nailed it. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, it sounds like somebody from, I'm like, where's this going to land? But Carl, you nailed it. Yes, it's somebody from Russia. It's a world leader from Russia.
Is it Vladimir Putin?
It is. Very good.
At least you didn't think our president's belly was like a kitten.
That happened too. Now, the man whose soul President Bush once looked into and approved of is back in the news this week as the G8 nations prepare to meet. In an interview with the Today Show, Putin responded to the vice president's criticisms of his anti-democratic ways by trying to induce another cardiac event. Putin also made news, as you said, by approaching a small child in Red Square, lifting up the boy's shirt, putting up his lips to the boy's belly and going... His explanation of this odd act, quote, I felt the urge to squeeze him like a kitten. The real reason, though, was that he was low on potassium and wanted to eat the child's spleen.